Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One Trump supporter on Twitter named Evan Kilgore wrote, "MAGA is losing me, to be honest." Above that, he has a list of things that Trump has proposed or done over the past few months, like the Epstein files, like ISIS in the White House, inflation. I'll read the list in just one second, but Donald Trump is rapidly losing his MAGA fan base. His popularity is now at an all-time low, only rivaled by him 8 years ago during his first term when his popularity was super, super low. I mean, Evan Kilgore writes, 50-year mortgages, which has really pissed off the MAGA fan base because it's a bad idea. A lot of people may pass away before they're able to pay it off. And secondly, it creates like 500,000 more in interest for the average home nowadays. 600,000 Chinese students. They're referring to H-1B visas, which I think immigration of high-skilled workers is good, but this is a MAGA tweet that we're reading. Antifa riots. I don't even know what that means. Bombing Iran. No Epstein files. Anti-Semitism crackdowns. ISIS in White House. Inflation. My life has seen zero improvement since Trump took office. It's actually worse. MAGA is losing me, to be honest. Americans last. It continues. Matt Morse said, "I am one of the largest pro-Trump commentators in the nation. I get tens of millions of views every single month talking about Trump's America First agenda. And right now, I'm absolutely fucking beyond pissed off that tonight, as a justification for H-1B visas, Trump said that Americans don't, quote, have talent. Absolutely unreal." And he's referring to this clip of Trump kind of just bluntly saying that Americans don't have enough talent. Like, listen.
There's never going to be a country like what we have right now.
And does that
mean Republicans have to talk about it, Laura?
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
of foreign
workers.
Well, I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
When well, we have plenty of talented people
no,
here.
No, you don't.
We don't have talented people here.
No, you don't have.
No, we don't have talent in the United States. I mean, he's wrong here. It can both be true that we have talented workers in the United States, and we want to make sure we're building more talent through a pipeline of education and training, but we also would like to absorb the most talented workers from other countries to build a stronger economy. Both can be true at the same time. There's no proof that one displaces the other. We can just build a super productive economy with more jobs, with more houses, with more technology and medical advancements, with the smartest people from across the world coming to do R&D, the research and development aspect in the United States where we can fund them and hopefully make progress. I mean, in an ideal world, right now the admin's stripping science away, but Trump, I guess, has stumbled on the correct position with H-1B visas, at least in this interview, and that has MAGA mad, except he is increasing the barriers for H-1B visas. But it's funny that they want him to be more exclusionary. They're mad when he's not anti-Semitic or bigoted enough or xenophobic enough. The Hodge twins said, "The best thing Trump can do is save MAGA is fire every advisor telling him to say the dumb shit he's been saying." They said this on November 12th, the Hodge twins. I mean, dude, people are pissed off at Donald Trump. The Patriotic Blonde says, "MAGA is dead, assassinated by Trump and his Israeli interests. It was a psyop, and we fell for it. No time to grieve. We need to regroup. Where do we go from here?" They're so dramatic all of the time. I want you to listen to this clip of Representative Yasemin Ansari explaining the stakes of the Epstein case and just how disgusting what he did was. Then I have about 10 more slides of MAGA sycophants turning on Trump. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Ockler feed below.
One of the women talked about how her mom had cancer and Jeffrey Epstein essentially like blackmailed her and said, you know, if you do this or don't, it's the difference between your mom getting the treatment that she needs or your mom being killed. And I like even alluding things like I will decide what anesthesiologist is in the room. I mean, harrowing stories. And they made very clear that this is so big. This is such a massive, massive network that existed, you know, the financial institutions that were involved and turned the other way to allow these crimes to happen, the rich and powerful people who turned the other way or took part, you know, either way, you're either enabled, if you're not participating in it, but you knew, you are enabling it. And that is the thing with Donald Trump. Every time I have you know, on many of the major network channels that you know we've been on to talk about this issue, they're very quick to say, you know, Donald Trump has not been implicated. Well, there are emails now that say Donald Trump spent hours with victims and knew what was going on. Even if that is the extent of what Donald Trump did, that is a massive problem that the president of the United States of America engaged and was part of and knew about the vast amount of crimes and the abuse of countless girls. So it is just egregious. And going back to your question, if these Republican senators can't see that, I think they're going to see huge backlash from their constituents.
Very well said from Representative Yasemin Ansari. Coming back to the patriotic blonde, MAGA is dead, assassinated by Trump and his Israeli interests. It was a psyop and we fell for it. Let's continue. Nick Fuentes said Trump's second term is objectively a colossal disappointment and a catastrophic failure. Remember all of the optimism exactly a year ago. This is why I didn't vote. When billionaires from Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and the Israel lobby were lining up to donate, that's when you knew. Caroline Levitt even said, prices are steadying and wages are climbing. New DoorDash report shows. She's citing DoorDash. The press secretary is citing a DoorDash report without realizing the conflict of interest. And the DoorDash report saying prices are steadying and the wages of the workers are climbing. Misleading, Twitter says. Twitter fact checks it. Misleading. The report actually shows rising food prices. Average price of a cheeseburger, a soda, and a fries increased 3.8% year over year, which is tracking inflation, while typical restaurant meals rose 3.2%. This echoes the latest August USD food cost data, 2.9% more overall, 2.7% at home, and 3.9% in restaurants. Caroline Levitt was lying. Spencer Heikeman says, MAGA is finished. Trump just called the entire country incompetent, incapable, deadbeat morons. This is regarding the H-1B visa clip that I just showed you. I mean, that one really pissed them off. Anyone left with this guy is just a mental slave. I like how it wasn't the pedophilia that pissed them off. It wasn't the stripping of USAID, which will kill millions of people, that pissed them off. It wasn't Trump's tariff war and economic destruction that pissed them off. It was the fact that Trump wants to let a certain amount of high-skilled workers into the country to do high-skilled jobs and to contribute to R&D in the United States. To continue, I kind of love these. Nick Stelzner says, I voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020. I was MAGA in 2015 and voted for him in the primary. You are allowed to change your mind as new information is presented. Trump is a con man. That's all he does. I mean, one of the greatest cons he's done over the past month or two, just to admit it, is he convinced the entire world that he had achieved a peace deal between Israel and Gaza. He was on the front page of Time magazine as the peace president. It said the peace president or whatever the hell. And then it fell through within 72 hours, within 3 days. Since then, Israel has destroyed 1,500 buildings in the Gaza Strip and killed hundreds of more Palestinians. The war is raging. So Nick says, I voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020. I was MAGA. You can change your mind. Trump is a con man. Yeah, he conned everybody into thinking that he did that, but he didn't. We need to continue to highlight how much of a disaster that was. Anthony Sabatini, in response to Trump's H-1B visa clip, says, this is insane. We are going to lose the midterm so badly. We've never seen an administration crash and burn in its first year so badly for no reason other than to appease donors and special interests. Trump has surrounded himself with the worst people. So the far-right MAGA people have a theory that Wall Street and the tech people and the Jewish billionaires actually want H-1B visas so they can get cheap labor, but it's just a misunderstanding of the program. H-1B visa workers contribute an insane amount to the country because they end up making a ton of money. So they are net revenue raisers. They pay taxes and they barely use any sort of welfare because they're H-1B visa immigrants. They're the smartest of the smartest. I don't know what the aversion is here other than just xenophobia. Tim Pool says, don't worry. Trump is bringing in more H-1Bs to make sure our young people are fucked. Unusual Whale says, breaking. The unemployment rate for 20 to 24-year-olds in the U.S. is 9.2%. The unemployment rate for young people being up is bad. But it's not because of H-1B visa workers. It's because of different special interests. It's due to a lack of supply in the housing market. It's due to a lack of supply in the job market. There's a lot of different reasons that isn't to do with high-skill H-1B visa workers. Ivana says, to Donald J. Trump, the 45th and 47th president of the United States, as a concerned citizen, I feel that your administration has gone slightly off the rails. She then cites Pfizer vaccines and the profiteers, and later goes on to cite more of the H-1B visa stuff. If you want to see why young people are struggling in the United States, look no further than Donald Trump's policies or the Reagan-esque policies that the Republican Party have implemented for decades, where they remove taxes for the richest of the rich, which means the government's taking in less revenue. And when the government's taking in less revenue, they need to cut stuff in other places. So they cut safety nets. They cut the ability for kids to get free lunch or kids to have some sort of education subsidized. There are ways to redistribute wealth and use money much, much better that Republicans aren't taking advantage of. Evan Kilgore from the beginning then says, breaking, Donald Trump has just formally requested that Benjamin Netanyahu is pardoned. Israel owns the United States. I love seeing the MAGA movement collapse. Chris says, MAGA has zero momentum, none. The most amazing thing is that Democrats did not defeat it. Neither did Russia, nor China, or any other of the nations that we're told we're supposed to hate. It was Trump. He tore MAGA to pieces. Betrayal after betrayal, hiring the craziest people again, and an obsession with doing everything for Israel. And these tweets are getting hundreds of thousands of views, tens of thousands of likes from the MAGA fan base. We are exactly 1 year away from impeachment. At the rate things are going, who cares? Democrats will sweep the midterms. I mean, we likely will. Looking at the momentum we had during the special elections, if we can continue to mobilize and carry that through, he says, they'll impeach Trump, charge everyone in his admin with felonies, open the border to another 40 million dependents. Dude, no one wants to open the border. And if we're going to charge people in the Trump admin, they're actually going to get due process. It's not going to be Democrats tweeting out a list of names for the attorney general and then the attorney general going after those people as if they're guilty. Adam Media, not me, someone random on Twitter said, Kash Patel has done more to punish critics of his girlfriend than those who raped children with Epstein or killed Charlie Kirk. Just let that sink in. Pretty true. Kash Patel has done more to target these random people than to actually help the Epstein stuff come to a conclusion. In fact, Kash Patel was a part of a closed-door meeting where they brought Pam Bondi, they brought Donald Trump, and then Lauren Boebert to try to lobby her not to vote yes on the Epstein petition discharge petition. Steven Crowder says, keep in mind, in reference to the H-1B visas, 600K Chinese students means 600,000 potential spies. No, I'm pretty sure H-1B visa recipients are pretty well vetted. I don't think they're spies. Inflated tuition. That's not true. Decreased opportunities for American students. Also not true. They help the opportunity in the job market. Training our primary geopolitical threat in fields most crucial to our national security. It's not that we're training Chinese students just to send them back. The ideal is they are long-term contributors into the United States economy. They are long-term assets for the United States that raise a bunch of revenue for us. I mean, if you want to look at it from a purely economic point of view, they're also human beings, of course. But Derek Evans says, I did not vote for 600,000 Chinese students. I didn't realize how big of a thing this H-1B visa debacle was. Writing a formal letter to pardon Netanyahu for corruption after he killed hundreds of thousands is one of the biggest Trump blunders alongside Epstein I've ever seen, says Myron Gaines. I mean, they are really, really turning on Trump over these few things. David Frum says, the more we learn about how close the Trump-Epstein relationship was, the more we realize how very grief-stricken Trump must have been when Epstein died in Trump's custody during Trump's presidency. If I were a conspiracy theorist, I would have been banging that drum for a while. Jake Shields, who's like a neo-Nazi, says, Trump has now disavowed the only two America First Republicans. He made it clear what side he's on. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you subscribe below. Drop a like. Love you all. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.